Blog Talk Radio.
This is for Frank Williams. I will trust in the Lord.
Recording is on.
just wave your hand. In love. You got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord. Wait a minute. In the Lord. Bring it down one more time. In the Lord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down. And he would tell you. He would say, in the Lord, yeah. He would say, in the Lord, yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. And, Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God been good to me. He made a way out of no way. In the Lord. Come on, choir. In the Lord. In the Lord. Can you help us say it? In the Lord. In the Lord. He's a rock in a weary land. He's shelter in a time of storm.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord till I die. That should be the testimony of everybody that's ever joined with the Lord to say that I'm going to trust God until I die. Amen. Thank God for all of you coming out on the line this morning. We appreciate you coming. And I thank you and thank the Lord for seeing another day that we never seen before. We thank God there was new mercies this morning that we was awakened with. And we thank God for the move of his, continual moving of his spirit in all that we do. And so bless, may God bless all of you this morning on the line. Now let us just pray. We're going to pray this morning and give thanks to God. Amen. Father God, we are thankful this morning that you caused us to see another day that we never seen before. It was new mercies that are awakening us this morning, Lord. And thank you for your mercy this morning. And Lord, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you've given us to lead and guide us into all truth and righteousness. Thank you again, O Lord, for you died on the cross, shedded your blood that we might live and have the right to the tree. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we're healed from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you for your salvation, Lord. Lord, that you brought unto us. So, Lord, you brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. So I come and say thank you this morning and thank you this morning. May you be blessed this morning. Amen, amen. Praise God. You know, throughout the week, we've been seeking God and praying and asking God to help us and to bless us. And I woke up this morning and was praying this morning, saying some of the same prayers I always pray. And God said we got to start praying with purpose, praying with a purpose. Amen. Prayer with a purpose, not just praying. Paul said we are not one of the ones that beat at the air, but when whatever we do, we want to pray with purpose. Pray with purpose in mind when you come before God to pray. Amen. And I found out too, amen, that our journey with the Lord, when we say that we worship God in spirit and in truth, and we are taking a spiritual journey with God. And what God said to me this morning, the spiritual journey that we take with him, we should take that journey in prayer. Amen. Your journey with God should be in prayer. And what we're doing, we should be doing it in the, what we are doing, we should be doing it in spirit and truth. And so may you take your journey with God in prayer. Amen. That is the spiritual way to take your journey. Amen. This is not a flesh journey. This is a spiritual journey.
Amen.
And the way we take our spiritual journey, we take our spiritual journey through prayer and supplication. Amen. And this is how we see things, and this is how we know things, and this is how we understand things, and this is how we fight things, and this is how we overcome things. You see, everything is in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us begin to take a spiritual journey with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And through prayer, this spiritual journey. Jesus always took his journey through prayer, and everything that was seen through prayer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And let us turn to Psalms 119, I think, verse 16, somewhere in there. Amen. Psalms 119, verse 17 and 18, and we want to talk about this journey, you could say, in the spirit or in prayer, through prayer, and why we pray what we pray, and because we want something from the Lord. For we know that make all your requests to be made known before the Lord, for the Lord is at hand. And so we're going to make our request to be made known so we can be praying with a purpose. Psalms 119, verse 17 and 18, Sister Pay.
Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
Amen. Oh, amen. We can see here that the psalm writer is saying, open thou my eyes, that I might behold the wondrous things out of your law. Open my eyes, Lord. Amen. That should be the cry of the saint all the time. Open my eyes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see. I want to see, Lord. I want to see something. Amen. You see, when we start asking God to open up your eyes that you might see, you see, when you asking God to open up your eyes, that's dealing in the prophetic.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You see, we're supposed to be operating in the prophetic, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says, when we talk about spiritual gifts, Paul says, desire spiritual gifts that you might prophesy. In other words, that you might be prophetic, amen, because it's through the prophetic that God reveals things to you, so we need our eyes open so we can see.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Say, Lord, I want to see. I want to see. The prophetic shows you things because God is a prophetic God. He shows you the end to the beginning, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He shows you things before it happens. He speaks and shows you before it comes to pass, and because God shows you and reveals to you things before they happen or even before they come to pass, amen, that means God is a prophetic God, and God wants you to be prophetic. And so when our eyes get open where we don't just see in the natural, that we can see into the spirit world, amen, we can see what our Father does so we can do it. We can see what's going on in the spirit. You see, this is why when we pray, we said, Lord, open my eyes. I want to see something.
Yeah.
He caught up my eyes. Oh. When we get saved, we don't just get saved and to get just to be saved, but we want to get saved because God wants to reveal himself to us, amen.
Right. Amen.
And because God wants to reveal himself, the only way we can see him, because we can't see him in the natural, we can only see him in the spirit realm. And so we ask God to open up the spirit realm so I can see, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I want to know what goes on in the spirit, Lord. I'm asking you, let me see. Let me see, Lord. I want to see the throne of glory, Lord. I want to see it. Amen. I want to see you upon the throne, Lord. I want to hear things, oh, Lord, that the natural ears haven't heard. I want to see things that the natural eye haven't heard. So, Lord, open up my eyes so I can see.
Yes.
Amen. And that is into the prophetic. Amen. Amen. I thank God for that because, you see, the reason that the enemy slips up on us and the reason the enemy catch us by surprise is because we can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for that. When I moved from Kansas to Texas, God had already opened up my eyes and caused me to see what was going to take place. And so when I came to Texas, I already knew, amen, that the job was going to close down because God had already shown it to me, amen. Amen. Had already caused me to see the shutdown of the place that I was working for, and therefore, because I was able to see, it didn't catch me by surprise, amen. I was prepared for it when the shutdown took place. I was already prepared for it because God had showed me ahead of time or before time, maybe 10 years before it took place. And so it gave me time to prepare myself for what was getting ready to take place. So when we pray and ask God to, Lord, open up my eyes that I might see, you see, you're asking God to show you things to come, show you things before they take place,
mm-hmm.
show you things before they happen, amen. Amen, you see,
amen.
And that is what we need to do. This is why when you're walking in darkness, amen, you're walking in darkness, it means that I'm walking in ignorance. And God don't want us walking in ignorance. He wants us to be walking in the light. When I'm walking in light, I'm walking in understanding. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is going to catch me by surprise when my eyes is open. I'm not asleep. I can
mm-hmm.
see. Amen.
Right.
The devil can't slip nothing in on me when I'm awake. Amen. My eyes are open. Amen. And so we should continue every day as we seek God. Lord, open my eyes, Lord, that I might see.
Mm-hmm.
There's some wonders in the word, amen. There's some word, some things need to be opened up in the word of God that God need to reveal them to you, amen. So that is why we're seeking God. That is why we pray, amen, because we're seeking the things of God's word. We're seeking an understanding of God's word. We want to comprehend God's word. We want to know what God is saying, when he said, amen. We want to know how to do what it is we need to do, when we need to do it, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We want, when we're asking God, let me see, Lord. You know, the Bible said the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway, amen.
Right. Amen.
And so I need the lamp to shine upon my way. I need the lamp to shine upon my pathway. I need to see where I'm taking my next step. I need to see where I'm going in God. And God need to be showing me the way that he go, because they said, the Lord know the way I take, but amen. But not only does the Lord know the way I take, I want to know the way the Lord takes. I want to know how God is going with this thing. Lord, how are you going to do this? Which way are you going to do this? Because he said, open my eyes, Lord. I want to see. I want to see. I want to see. Amen. I want to see. I want to see. Amen. And then when we come to God in order to see, we should come to God in humbleness of mind and humbleness of spirit. Amen. There was a blind man that heard that Jesus was passing by.
Mm-hmm.
And when he heard that Jesus was passing by, the man cried out, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. He heard that Jesus was passing by.
Right.
You see, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And here was a blind man. He heard that Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. He heard that Jesus healed the sick. He
mm-hmm.
heard that Jesus raised the dead. Amen.
Right.
Amen. He heard that Jesus will restore what's broken. Amen. All the things he had heard about Jesus, and he had faith that Jesus would do those things. And so when he heard about Jesus, he acted upon what he heard. And because he know that Jesus was one that came to open up the blind eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he called out, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy." And you see, sometimes when you cry to God for mercy, it means that it's not something that you deserve. I might not deserve to have it, but this is why I'm saying, God, have mercy, amen.
Yes.
I might not deserve to see it, Lord, but if you have mercy on me, Lord, your unmerited favor, Lord, you would show it to me, Lord, because of your mercy, not because I deserve it, but
right.
because, oh, Lord, you're having mercy, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If I want salvation from the Lord and I say, have mercy upon me, Lord, I'm not asking God to give it to me because I deserve it, but I'm asking God to give it to me, Lord, because because what? Of his mercy, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And so if my eyes is blind and I want to see something, I'm just going to ask the Lord, have mercy upon me, Lord, and heal my eyes, Lord, because I want to see, Lord. I've been in darkness long enough, Lord, and I want to see something now, Lord.
Yes. That's right.
Oh, Lord, I want to see the glory, Lord. I want to see the glory, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. I want to behold you, Lord. Lord, I want to comprehend you, Lord. I want to take knowledge of you, Lord. I need to see, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when I come and asking God to have mercy upon me, I'm saying to the Lord, I don't deserve it, Lord, but I'm asking you for it anyway, Lord. I might be a Gentile, Lord, but have mercy on me, Lord. That's what the Gentile woman did. She just realized that God was a mercy to God, and she needed her daughter healed. She just had to ask for mercy.
That's right.
Amen. You might call me a dog, Lord. I might not deserve it. The children bred, Lord, but have mercy. You see, mercy, amen, will overcome those things, amen. Mercy will overcome the pride, amen, of you thinking that you're supposed to have it because you're somebody, amen.
Right.
But when you call and asking God for mercy, that means you have humbled yourself, you have lowered yourself to the extent that you want God to just have mercy on you, not because you think you deserve it, but because of the love of God that he has for you. He has mercy, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so that is what we do. We want to ask God to have mercy on us and heal my blindness, Lord, and heal my ignorance, Lord. I'm ignorant about a lot of things, Lord. I come to you, Lord, and say, have mercy, Lord, and open my eyes so I can see.
Yes, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Have mercy.
Amen, amen. Yeah, I want to know the way that I take, amen. I want to see the book that I take. I want to see the steps that's being ordered by the Lord. I want to see his way, amen. I've been seeing it man's way now. Lord, I want to see it your way, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Lord, and open up my eyes because I just want to see, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I've been blind, Lord, and I want to see, Lord. And when he heard Jesus pass by, he cried out, have mercy, Lord. And here today, the presence of God is here to heal us and to save us and to open up your eyes. If you've been blinded by something, we need to say, Lord, open up my eyes and let me see it. Let me see it, Lord, because I want to see you, Lord. I want to behold your glory, Lord. Lord, show me your glory, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord, I want to see glory, Lord. I want to see you even as you are, Lord. But, Lord, except you open up my eyes, I won't be able to see it. I can't see it, Lord, but I know you're the one that opened blind eyes, oh, Lord. You're the one that healed the broken in heart, oh, Lord. You're the one that lifts us up, Lord, when we are down, Lord. And, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Not because, oh, Lord, that I think I'm worthy of it, Lord, because you counted me worthy, oh Lord, and you said you made me worthy when you died upon the tree for me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you shed your blood for me, Lord, to make me worthy, oh Lord, to see the things I desire to see, Lord, and to know the things that I desire to know, Lord, and to understand what I need to understand, oh Lord. Oh Lord, you did it for me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord.
Yeah,
yeah, take this journey of faith. In the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. This is how we go from victory to victory, from faith to faith. We do it in the spirit. We do it in prayer. We do it through prayer. This is how we conquer our enemies, through prayer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is how blindness is removed. Blindness is removed through prayer because I'm making my request to be made known before the Lord, knowing that the Lord is at hand. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
That God supplies all of my need according to his riches and glory. But
yes.
God supplies my need through his spirit. What did he say? Not by power nor by might, but I'm doing it through the Spirit. So whatever it is you're needing from God, you should be doing it through the Spirit. This is how we win our battle, amen. This is when we say, you know, amen, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spirits of wickedness in high places.
Yeah.
I'm praying to God, asking God, open my eyes up, Lord. I want to see it. I want to see it, Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hmm?
Amen.
So that the enemy don't have no advantage over me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the enemy to have no advantage over me. And so I need to see. You see, when I believe it was Elijah caused the Syrian army to be blind, and they didn't know where they was going. He led them right into the camp of Israel. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when their eyes was opened, they realized, hey man, we've been captured. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we need to have our eye opening experience. This is why we pray. We're not praying, not just be praying. We want to see something.
Yeah.
We want God to reveal something to us. Amen. Amen. So open my eyes, Lord. I want to see the glory. I want to see the glory. Even Moses, we talked about. Moses wanted to see the glory. Lord, show me your glory. That was in Exodus chapter 35, I believe. Moses said, show me your glory, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. And Lord said, it's not time for me to reveal myself to you now. I'm going to put my hands over your eyes, but I cause my goodness to pass by you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. So God won't, if you can't see anything else, amen, you'll be able to see his goodness when it passed by you. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Praise God. And in God's presence is where we find all of our needs to be met in his presence. In his presence. So when I pray, Lord, open my eyes, I'm trying to get into his presence so I can see something. I want to see something. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I want God to take me up to a higher height. I want to take it to a deeper depth in him. Amen. I want to see something. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 Kings chapter 6, we're going to find some things because, you see, when you're asking God, Lord, open my eyes so I can see. In 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, amen, amen. We'll find Elijah in that day, but Elijah was what we call back in the old day, the prophets was called a seer.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Amen. The prophets was called a seer.
Yes.
And God didn't hide anything from his prophets, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He would always call his prophets to see, that he would open their eyes and they could see what he wanted them to see. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They was called seers.
Yeah.
And because the prophet was called a seer, when we are praying to God, asking God to open our eyes, we're asking God, Lord, let me operate in the prophetic. I want to be prophetic, Lord. I'm seeking after the spiritual gift of prophecy because I want to operate in the prophetic because I know, Lord, when we are prophetic, Lord, we can see the beginning to the end and we can see the end to the beginning, amen, because of the prophetic, amen. That's a prophetic anointing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should be praying for a prophetic anointing. If you're praying for a prophetic anointing, then God will show you things before they happen. He'll show it to you before they come to pass, amen, because God knows all things. And if God knows all things, we need to be praying, Lord, open my eyes, Lord. Let me operate in the prophetic, Lord. I want to be prophetic, Lord. I want to walk in the spirit, Lord. I want to talk in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see in the spirit because, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. I want to see, Lord. I want to see, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, come on, church, everybody. Everybody's online. Say, Lord, open my eyes. I want to see. Amen.
Yes,
the devil can't bring no tricks on me when I can see. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Can't slip up on me. Can't slip up. He can't even get in my household because in my household there's some eyes round about things that's going on in my house. Amen. If anything that's not like God, amen, if I can see, if I can operate in the prophetic, I can tell you what's going on there. Amen. Nothing get past me. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah, because of the prophetic. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Praise
the devil can't trick me. Amen. If I'm operating in the prophetic, Lord, let me see. Amen. When the devil come trying to trick me, to dupe me, amen, I'll be able to spot him out right away because
yes.
What? Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Let me see. Let me
yes.
see. Hallelujah. The false prophets that come, I will know them right away because God will show them to me. Because what? My eyes are open and I can see. I can see the devil, amen.
Yeah.
Before he acts, before he takes place, I can see. I can see now. Yeah. Amen. I can realize, I can say no weapon formed against me going to prosper there because what? My eyes is open, amen. Before the devil comes with his weapon, I've already gathered up and got ready for him to come.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for him when he shows up because I can see.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because I can see. I can see.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's the Holy Ghost calls me to see things before they happen. So I continue to pray. When I pray, when I see God, I'm continuing to say, Lord, open up my eyes because I want to see. I want to see.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. I want to see into the spirit realm. I want to see into the spirit world, oh Lord. And so I can see what my Father sees, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can do what my Father do, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say what my Father said because what? My eyes are open.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so my desire is that my eyes be open, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get caught up in wanting to see, you get caught up wanting to see God, amen, want God to reveal himself to you, then all those little small things that you've been going after, you will shut all that stuff down. You will shut your sin down because you realize sin, if sin gonna stop me from seeing God, amen, then I don't want to sin because I want to see God, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Right. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, if I got a pure heart, then God is going to, he said, here, I'll see God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I got to get my heart clean. I got to get my heart pure. Amen.
Yes.
And the reason I pour out my heart before God, because I'm exposing myself before the God of heaven, because I want to come empty before him. I want to come clean before him. If I pour it out before him and pour my heart out before him, then he's going to fill me with his glory. He's going to fill me, amen, with his spirit. He's going to fill me with his power. He's going to fill me with his love. And so I don't have time to sin. You don't have time to sin if you got your mind stayed upon the Lord.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You don't have time for foolishness when you can see.
Mm-hmm.
See, the reason you're acting in foolishness is because you can't see. You can't see. If you could see, you wouldn't be doing that. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. You knew that. You would know that was foolishness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When foolishness presented itself, you would know it's foolishness because you can see.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So if I'm praying and I'm seeking God because I want to find him. I want to see him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm seeking his faith. Amen. And amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm seeking his presence. Amen.
Right.
And all the other things will be added to me because God will show me where things are. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, he can show me where the money is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. He can show me where the blessings are. Amen.
Right.
He can show me the place to go. Amen. He can show me the job to get, amen, if I can see. If I can see, amen. I can walk down the street and I can spot something out, and God said, oh, you go over there. Do you see that limb over there? Go to that tree over there. There's some money on the tree, amen. I can see it. I can see, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Go down and catch that fish down in the ocean there, Peter. Go to the lake and catch that fish, Lord. There's a coin in his mouth. You see, God can show you where things are if you will just say, Lord, open my eyes.
My eyes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Open my eyes, O Lord. Amen. And here in the sixth chapter of Second Kings here, amen, we can find here, amen, that the Syrian was fighting against Israel, and being somewhere around verse 8 there, they was fighting against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Syrian king was making a plot against Israel, and as soon as he made his plot, Elijah would hear him.
Yeah.
And then he would go to expose that devil to let the armies of Israel to know what the Syrian army was getting ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And so Elijah would go tell the king of Israel, don't go to such and such in places because the king of Syria is setting up an ambush against you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I said, when you can see, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can see when the devil is trying to set up an ambush against you, amen. You'll be able to see his plot. You'll be able to know his plans. And you'll be able to come back to the devil and defeat the devil because you would already know his plans before he even set them up. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I said we need to be able to see, amen.
Right.
A lot of us is being tripped up because we can't see, amen. Amen. The devil has set a trap for us and we walk right into the trap because we couldn't see. Hallelujah. Men put traps out in the woods and they're usually to cover it up with some bushes or something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the animals come along and step in that trap, amen, because if they had saw the trap, they wouldn't have stepped in the trap, amen.
Right. Yeah.
But because they couldn't see the trap, they stepped in the bush and the trap was in the bush, amen, and got caught up in the bush. You see, the reason we get caught up in the so many different things is because we can't see.
Right. That's right,
God. Hallelujah. You see, if you had been, your eyes had been open, the place that you went, you wouldn't have gone there, amen. If your eyes had been open, the thing that you did, you wouldn't have done that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That house that you bought, you wouldn't have bought it, amen. If you had known all the things that was hid in the house, amen, amen, you would have known that it had a good roof on it instead of a bad roof, amen, but because you couldn't see, you see, things like that, if your eyes is open and that you can see, you won't be making no bad choices and bad mistakes.
That's right.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
You see what I'm trying to say? See, Elijah was able to see what the king of Syria was doing, and tell it to the king of Israel and tell him, like verse 9, so beware that thou pass not search a place, for death of the Syrian will come down. He was able to see what the devil was doing, amen. Wouldn't it be good? Hallelujah. Wouldn't this be a glorious thing if you can see the traps when the devil's setting up a trap for somebody else? You'll be able to tell him not to go that way. Don't make that investment. Don't do this or don't do that. Oh, we need to see. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. The reason that the world is doing the things to us is because we can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Those traps that the world system got set up for us, we wouldn't be falling into the traps of the world and the traps of the devil if we just could see.
Right.
Come on. Amen.
Right.
Before the devil set the trap up, we'll be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on, pray, Lord, open my eyes so I can see.
Yeah.
Expose the enemy. You see, the light of God exposes darkness, amen. And this is how darkness is refuted, amen, when the light comes in, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If when understanding comes in, when wisdom comes in, when knowledge comes in, amen. Amen. The light pushed back the darkness, amen.
Yes,
and it exposed the darkness, and the darkness flee, from the light. And when your eyes come open, amen, the darkness that you walk in begin to flee, amen. When your eyes come open, the ignorance that you walk in will flee from you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of understanding, the things that you didn't understand will flee from you because now I understand it. I understand it, amen.
Amen.
I comprehend it.
Yes.
I comprehend it. I acknowledge it, amen. I can see it, amen. I got it. I got it. And when you begin to receive the things of God, then you said, Lord, I thank you that I can see.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so every time in this sixth chapter here, the Syrian man wanted to do something, king wanted to do something to Israel, Elijah was able to see it. And because the Syrian king kept wondering, he said, I must have some spies in my kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my bed and somebody must have been listening at my prayers and the things I was thinking upon my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was sitting there thinking about it and all of a sudden Elijah somebody must be hearing my thoughts. Must be hearing my plans. And he wanted to know, well, I got a snitch in my kingdom somewhere. Where is the snitch? Where is the snitch?
Mm.
Yes. Hallelujah. Must be a snitch in my camp. Amen. Come on, amen. I said the Holy Ghost can be a snitch in the devil's camp. Amen. But whatever the devil is planning against you, amen, the Holy Ghost can let you know the devil's plans even before they happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We need that. We need to walk in that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we don't get caught up. We don't get trapped up because the Holy Ghost knows the devil plans even before he forms them, amen.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost knows the devil thoughts, and the Holy Ghost will take the thought, the enemy thoughts, and bring it to us so that we'll be ready for him when he comes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some eyes need to be open, amen.
Yeah.
We get knocked down too many times because our eyes are not open, and God wants your eyes to be open, amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the king here in the sixth chapter of 2 Kings, so the king was kind of worried about that, and he began to ask his people, well, man, who's here? And they said, no, that's Elijah. So Israel got a prophet over there. He's a seer. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Israel got a seer over there.
And they knew. Mm-hmm.
And every time you think a thought, the seer hear your thought or he'll see your thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
See, God wants us to be like Elijah. He wants us to be able to see the enemy's thoughts so we can tell our brothers and tell our sisters, amen, when the enemy is getting ready to attack them, when the enemy is getting ready to take them down, when cancer is getting ready to come up on them, you can tell them, sister, stop doing this. Don't do this because cancer is coming up on you. Amen. We can see that stuff before it happens, before it takes place. Wouldn't it be good to be a seer?
Amen.
Open my eyes, Lord, so I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to realize the enemy don't just attack your friend. The enemy will attack you.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
And so wouldn't it be good to know when your enemies are going to attack you? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be kind of good, you know, when sickness is getting ready to attack you, God has already showed you what to do before it comes.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he says that no weapon formed against you will prosper. For every enemy or every weapon or thing that the enemy bring against you, God will condemn it. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to see the weapon that the enemy got and have your weapon ready to defeat it when it shows up?
Right.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be good to see? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we ask God, open my eyes that I can see, Lord, I want to operate in the prophetic, Lord, the prophetic, Lord. And they say, well, it's Elijah, it's Elijah. And the king said, well, we got to go get that man, amen. That man is telling all of our secrets.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent an army down there to find Elijah. And a great army to find Elijah's, amen. They had horses and chariots, and a great host compassed them about. And that morning, Elijah's servant woke up, and he looked around, and he saw horses and chariots encamped all around about their camp, amen.
Yes.
And the blind servant, you see, Elijah had a blind servant. And the blind servant woke up and looked at it, and he said, Arise, master, what shall we do? Wouldn't it be good that whenever you get into a situation, amen, you'll be able to see your help? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be doubt about your help. You can see your help.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wouldn't it be good to look into the spirit realm and see your help?
Yes,
and not be a blind man like this servant was. You see, God said, the servants are blind, but my sons can see.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't show my servants what I show my son.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I tell my son, I show my sons what I do. And because we are sons of God, amen, then we want to see like my father see. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be good to see like your father see, and God is your father? Wouldn't it be good to be able to see? And when the servant said, oh, Lord, what are we going to do? All these horses and chariots, we're surrounded by the enemy. We're surrounded by some enemies right now. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise God. We need to see. Amen. But we need to be praying, Lord, I need to see. Amen. my eyes and my understanding need to be enlightened that I might know what is the hope of our calling, amen. Mm-hmm. And I need to know what the full assurance of the riches that we have in Christ. I need to be able to see that stuff.
Yes, hallelujah.
My understanding need to wake up. My understanding. I need to see. And when the Elijah servant cried out, "Master, what shall we do?" And then Elijah answered, verse 16, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Mm-hmm. Come on. Wouldn't it be good that you can see the more? You can see the more and not the less. Wouldn't it be good? Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be good to see that you are blessed instead of being cursed? Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Wouldn't it be good to see that you are a prosperous person? Amen. Amen. You are not a person of poverty. Wouldn't it be good to see it? Wouldn't it be good to see that you are blessed and not cursed? Amen. Wouldn't it be good to see that you are healed and not sick? Amen. Right. Wouldn't it be good to be able to see that you are strong and you're not weak? Amen. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be good to see those things and walk in those things? And not let it not be something that you heard with your ears, but let it be something that God has shown you and that you are assured of it because you saw it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. See, even when you get ready to, when Jesus got ready to heal somebody, amen, he had already saw them being healed before he touched them. Come on, somebody, amen. He had already saw them whole before he said it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be good to be able to see the things of God before they happen, amen? And Elijah prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed for his servant. Lord, open up his eyes that he might see. He knows what Elijah said. Lord, open up his eyes so he can see.
Mm-hmm.
His help is surrounding him, but he can't see it. Amen.
Right.
Come on, amen. Mm-hmm. The angels encamp round about them that fear the Lord, but they can't see. Because you can't see the angels in the natural. You can see only see your help in the spirit. Amen. Wouldn't it be good to see your help sometimes when you get backed up in the corner?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. When you get worried, wouldn't it be good to see your help standing by you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't you feel at ease when you know somebody's standing beside you, amen? When you know that somebody is standing up in you, amen. Wouldn't it be good to be able to see your help?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Say, open up my eyes.
Open up my eyes.
I want to see, Lord. Oh, so I don't get tricked no more, Lord. Oh, my eyes, oh, Lord, amen. I don't want to fall for that no more, Lord. Open my eyes, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to do that no more, Lord. Open my eyes up, Lord. I want to see. I want to see. I want to see my help, Lord. I want to see my help, Lord. I realize that you are my help in the time of need. But, Lord, I want to see it.
Yes,
I want to see the glory of it in a way, amen. I can't see you, Lord. Let me see the glory. Hallelujah. In the word, oh, Lord. Let me see it in the word so I can get attached to your word, oh, Lord, because it's in your word. It's in your word, oh, Lord. Calls me to see it in your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to see it in the word. I want to see it in the word. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus showed himself in the word that he was in the word. I want to see it in the word.
Yeah.
I want to see your sustaining power in the word, in the word, in the word. That you are God, you are sustainer, Lord. I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I want to see it.
Thank you, Lord.
And then when Elijah prayed, Lord, open his eyes, the young man he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and fire round about Elijah. He saw his help. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to see your help today? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to see it, Lord. And that should be your prayer. You should be doing your battle in prayer to see. You see, when you're doing battle in prayer, You want to push out the blindness. You want to push out the darkness. You want to pray, amen, till the light shine in on your way, amen. This is why the Bible said the light shall shine in on your way. Otherwise, the light will direct you from the light that God gives you, from the answer that he gives you. His light will shine upon the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be praying, Lord, let me see.
Right.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Back in Psalms 118. Amen. Before I get out of here, amen. 118. Psalms 118. Amen. I know it's 119.
Yes, that you're going back.
Amen. Praise God. Are y'all with me? Psalms 118. Let me see what verse that's going to be. Hallelujah. I want to see. I want to see, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And I found out that is what these psalms about, because these people had issues, and because they had issues, that they needed God to do things for them, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kept keep asking God, Lord, open my eyes. Psalm 118, verse 19, 20, and 21. Read this
page. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee,
mm-hmm.
for thou hast heard me, and thou art become my salvation.
Oh, my God. Note what he said. Open up the gate. Open to me the gates of righteousness, Lord. Show it to me, Lord. I need to see the righteousness, Lord. Hallelujah. Open up that gate of righteousness, Lord. So what?
I will go in them,
Lord. You see, if you can't see the gates of righteousness, if you can't see your righteousness, how are you going to go into them and you can't see it?
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling your way. You're feeling your way, but this is not a thing by faith, by feeling. This thing is about faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Faith is what I can't see. And I got to find the door that I can't see, and I'm going to need some special eyes to see the doors that I can't see with my natural eyes. I need a special kind of eyes to be able to see that gate.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Spiritual
eyes. Oh, hallelujah. Open to me the gates of righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, Jesus said, when you knock, you keep on knocking. When you ask, you keep on asking. When you seek, you keep on seeking. Amen. It means that I'm going to persevere. I'm going to keep on asking. Lord, let me see. Let me see. Lord, I'm going to keep on knocking on the door. Lord, let me see. Let me see. I want this door to be open. What is it? The door to my spirit or the door to my heart. Amen. The door into the spiritual realm. I'm going to keep on knocking on that door until that door opened to me. I said, oh, and I got to cry, be open. No door,
yes.
And let me in so I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Yada Mahasaka. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go in there, and then I can praise you.
Mm-hmm.
When I get into that place, I can praise you. When I can see my righteousness and I realize I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and when I can recognize that I am the righteousness of God, then I can appear before God in the form of righteousness, amen. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I can praise him and glorify him and give him reverence and praise because I recognize I can see my righteousness. Lord, you are my righteousness, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I praise you for my righteousness now.
Thank you,
amen. Lord. Amen. I realize I'm not in sin now because you have made me righteous, Lord, but I need to see it. I need to see it today, Lord, because if I don't understand that I'm not, that I am already righteous, Lord, I'm gonna walk in falsehood, oh, Lord. I'm not going to walk upright because I don't see it. I don't see it. But when I recognize my righteousness, I understand that I'm righteous, then, Lord, as a man began to think, so he becomes.
Yes.
But I got to see it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I want to see my righteousness. Amen.
Yes.
And Jesus is my righteousness. Amen. And because he is my righteousness, he has become my salvation. Let me see it. I need to see that Jesus is all I need and everything I want.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I need to see that he's my everything and my
hallelujah.
Amen. That I don't have to worry about whatever goes on and what comes and what goes, because I recognize now,
yes,
I see
Lord.
That he's my righteousness. Amen. I can see that he's my salvation. Amen. I need to see it. I need to see it with my eye. Amen. Not with my natural eye, but I need to see it in the spirit that he is my everything.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. He is my salvation.
Yes,
he's the one that brings me out into a glorious place. Amen. He is the uplifter of my head. Amen. When my head hangs down. Amen. He is my joy in the time of sorrow. Amen. He is my all in all. Amen. He is the maker of my life. Amen. He is the one that has changed me. Amen. He is the one that has brought me out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I don't remember what the song is, but I don't have to worry because, what does that song go, Sister Paige? I don't have to worry, huh?
Oh, how wonderful he is.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about the things of head.
I don't have to worry about what?
Things of head.
I don't have to worry about the things of head. What? All I got to do is trust him.
And believe in what
he said. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I tell you, say, Lord, open my eyes. I need to see it. I need to see it, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. You need to open up the gates to me, Lord. Open up the gates to me, Lord. I need to see what's on the inside there, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. Unto which the righteous shall enter. I want to enter into the gates, amen. Amen. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye ever lifting up your everlasting door, and let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty.
Yes.
In battle is his name. Amen. The Lord is the King of glory. Come on, open up the gates, Lord. I want to come on the inside.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You don't want to be standing on the outside looking in, but you want to come in. I want to come in, Lord.
Come in, Lord. All the wonderful things you have for me.
I want to behold the wonderful thing that you have for me, Lord. Open up the gates, Lord. Open up the gates, Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Come on, I want to see. Come on, say, I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see.
Hallelujah. Look at verse 28. 118, verse 28.
Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever.
Endureth. Amen.
Come on, say.
Amen.
Come on, if you're blind, say, Lord, I need to see you. Amen. I'm tired of groping in darkness,
yes,
Lord. I'm tired of hitting and miss, Lord. But, Lord, you lead a perfect path for me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see that path of righteousness, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. You are the way, the truth, and the light. But, Lord, except I see that way, Lord, how can I walk in that way unless you see it, unless
mm-hmm.
I see it?
That's right. That's right. Yes.
I want to see it, Lord.
See it.
Huh? Show it to me, Lord. Show it to me, Lord. I need to see. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I can praise you for it, oh Lord. You see, that is when we give God praises, when we see it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? So many times when you're sitting around, amen, and you think about God, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost quickens you, and you see something that you never saw before, and all of a sudden it touches your heart to change you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is where change come in. When we get into the presence of God is where change take place.
Yeah, that's true.
You begin to see yourself as a small thing in the sight of God and not be exalted. Not exalt yourself. That's why I said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, because what? His mercy. His mercy endureth forever. You recognize that the only reason you made it here is mercy, amen. The only reason you woke up this morning, it was mercy. You didn't deserve it. It was mercy, amen. Praise God. The only reason you were saved, it was a mercy. And I don't know what people think they're going to be saved by. They think they're going to be saved because they pride in themselves and took somebody's pride in themselves rather than taking pride in the Lord. It's mercy you're going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways but by taking heed to the word of God? With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statute. Oh, Lord, teach me your way, Lord. Teach me your way.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I need to see, Lord. I need to see. Hallelujah. Praise God. If there's somebody on the line this morning, amen. Praise God. And you want to see. I just want you to acknowledge God and say, oh, Pastor, I just want to see. Lord, I want to see. I want to see this morning. Anybody on the line just want to see this morning? Hallelujah. Anybody want to see this morning? Amen. Amen. If we have somebody that's unsaved, you want to be saved today. Amen. Jesus said, except you're born again, you cannot see. You won't see the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to see, you need to be born again. Amen. Is there somebody? Amen. If there's nobody this morning, Father God, we are thankful for those on the line. Ask you to bless them and keep them, Lord. And may you open their eyes and cause them to see, Lord, that they might walk up right before you. And we give thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you're on the line this morning, amen, we want to thank you. Amen. And if you want to donate something to the line, you can reach us at PayPal or Cash App at CareChurchInc
at
gmail.com. PayPal or Cash App. CareChurchInc at gmail.com. And if God has blessed you in any way, form, or fashion, we ask that you donate something. And whatever God lays in your heart, will you do it? Will you do it today? And I thank you and give praise to you for it in Jesus' name. And for those part of the church, amen, you know where to send your tithes and offering to. We always say the bills don't stop and don't quit because it looks like everything closed down. So God bless y'all and keep y'all. Amen. Brother Prevost, Pastor Prevost, you got anything you like to add or anybody got a testimony this morning before we go? Testimony, praise report, anything you got to say you want to add to or whatever today? We want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Somebody speak up.
Amen, amen. I just want y'all to tune in at 5 o'clock for the roundtable discussion at this number right here on this same channel. Tune in today at 5 o'clock for the roundtable discussion.
Amen. Roundtable discussion. I wasn't on Facebook. I'm not at home. I'm still in Alabama, but we'll be on the way back in a little bit. So y'all pray for our journey back. From Alabama, we'll be on our way in a little bit.
Yes.
Amen. Is there someone else? Amen. We wasn't on Facebook this morning, so has anyone else got anything? Brother Ray, you on this morning? Amen. Well, amen then. Well, Father God, we're thankful as we dismiss from this place, this line. We dismiss from this line, Lord, and we thank you for your blessing of it in Jesus' name. And we'll see y'all later on. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
everybody.
Say amen.
God.
God has spoken.
So let the church.
Let the church.
Say. To what His word says, God has spoken.
God has spoken.
The last party in the conference.